Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my most prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of my most beloved Lord and Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, who is verily present with all of us this afternoon. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, we are just little more than a day away from celebrating Bhagwan's 94th birthday in the holy precincts of Prashanti Nilayam. When I look back at my life, I ask myself a question. What was that one aspect of Bhagwan's persona, the divine persona, which attracted all of us to leave our houses, to leave our places and come and celebrate Bhagwan's birthday here? And the answer invariably comes, it is Bhagwan's unconditional love for all of us. It is that love which has been for the years together calling all of us, a clarion call to come, be at his lotus feet, leave our worries, leave our troubles, and be at his lotus feet. Swami has been very patient with all of us. He has been very loving with all of us. Time and again, he has forgiven our errors. He has forgotten our mistakes, thereby giving us a message that in your life, when you find people who are imperfect, who are probably error-prone, love them. Don't disown them. This is a message which Bhagwan gives to us. When we talk about Bhagwan's love, I am reminded of that Swami's love has a boomerang effect. You know boomerang, the Australian Aborigine weapon. When you throw it at somebody, it comes back to you. So Swami's love has also been like this. Swami says, in our lives, all our parents and elders teach us to hoard precious things. But love is the most precious emotion which is not meant to be hoarded. It is meant to be distributed freely. And the best part of this feeling is, the more you give, the more you get back. And this feeling, this emotion, it grows. Swami has verily said a very beautiful saying. We may have heard lot of saints, seers, godmen, even avatars, but nobody has claimed what Swami claimed. Swami said, I separated myself from myself so that I could love myself. Only the creator of the universe could have said these words, because you have to feel that love for your creation to say that I had separated myself from myself to love myself. Swami has always propagated 5 values to all his devotees and to the whole universe as such. And those values are of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa. But Swami says, out of all these values, the most precious one is love. Why? Because Swami says, love is the undercurrent. If you do not practice love in your life, all these values would not be fulfilled. And Swami has gone on to explain to us, love as thoughts is truth. Love as action is dharma. Love as feelings is peace. And love as understanding is non-violence. Dear brothers and sisters, this holy afternoon, we decided that before we celebrate Bhagwan's birthday on the 23rd, let us try to delve a little more deep into those sayings which Bhagwan has given. We just probably at times see them and don't really delve over them. So one of the beautiful sayings which Bhagwan has said, start the day with love, fill the day with love, end the day with love. This is the way to God. So we have 4 very fragrant flowers from the gardens of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization who are going to be coming down here and addressing all of us this afternoon. Let me introduce each one of them here. The first speaker of the day would be Shri Sundar Anant Raman. He is a professional consultant trainer in soft skills and personality development. He's been a devotee since his childhood and has been a devotee of 45 years now. Presently, he's working as the district president of Bangalore West. After him would follow Shri Vijay Krishnan, who hails from Trichy, Tamil Nadu. He has been an alumnus of Bhagwan's school and then college and went on to complete MFM. And right now, he's the state spiritual coordinator of Tamil Nadu. After him would follow Shri Brijesh Bamalwa, who hails from Kolkata. He is the product of Swami's Bal Vikas program. Professionally speaking, he is a chartered accountant by profession and is presently engaged as a public financial management consultant on a World Bank funded project in Afghanistan. He is also the state youth coordinator of West Bengal. Last but not the least, we have an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, a very humble person who tries to live every word which Bhagwan has said. He's our own brother, Shri Murli Jaju. He's the national spiritual coordinator and he travels through the nooks and corners of India spreading Bhagwan's word. So I would request now, Brother Sundar Anantraman, to please come onto this dais here and share his thoughts with us. Jai Sai Ram.
Offering my most humble pranams at the divine rosy lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders of the Central Trust, elders of the Satya Sai Seva organizations, all the conveners who have come from all over the country for the two-day conference on the eve of Bhagwan's 94th birthday celebrations. All the students who have come from all the campuses. Loving Sai Ram to you all. Brothers and sisters, the topic for discussion today is start the day with love. For everything, we need a good beginning. That is why it is said, well begun is half done. But if you see the world today, how do we start the day? Bhagavan once said, Talli tandrulu tittukonti leste, పిల్లలు కొట్టుకుంటూ లేస్తారు. తల్లిదండ్రులు తిట్టుకుంటూ లేస్తే పిల్లలు కొట్టుకుంటూ లేస్తారు. వన్ స్టెప్ అహెడ్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఇట్ సేస్ ఇఫ్ ద ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్, ద పేరెంట్స్ గెట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ బెడ్ ఎర్లీ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ అక్యూజింగ్ ఈచ్ అదర్ విత్ అన్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్, ద చిల్డ్రన్ గో వన్ స్టెప్ అహెడ్, దే హిట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ బీట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ గెట్ అప్. ఎల్స్వేర్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ వి సీ, ఇఫ్ యు సీ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది యూత్స్, college students, how do they get up from their bed? How do they start the day? Do they start the day with love? Not at all. Before even they open their eyes, they look for a mobile cell phone and open their eyes with a mobile cell phone and they want to see how many blue double ticks they have received for yesterday's messages. Is this the way to start the day? This is not the way to start the day, my friends. We need to start the day with love. Good. What is love? Brother was narrating about love. He gave a few points about love. But what is exactly love? Is it just a sentiment? Is it just a feeling? Is it an emotion? No. It's an energy. It's an energy, as Brother Tribhuvan was saying, the more you give, the more you receive. It increases by sharing. Perhaps this is the only product which increases by sharing. Money you give, it reduces. Anything else you share, it reduces. But love is the only energy. The more you give, the more you receive. And Bhagavan has said the power of love. He says the power of love, it is the power of love that the earth is rotating without a pivot. It's the power of love which makes the stars stay in the sky without falling on the ground. It is the power of love which makes the ocean to operate within its limits. This is the power of love. And he also said about love, there are three types of love. One is a selfish love, Bhagavan says as swartha prema. Perhaps most of us, including me, probably fall into this category, because if we say love, it's a most misused, misconstrued, misunderstood word in the world today. So it's time for us to understand the real meaning of love and then practice it. Out of the three types of love which Bhagavan says, the first type is swartha prema, which Bhagavan compares it to a light inside a room. We have enough light inside the room. The moment we step out, there is darkness. That is selfish love. I, me and mine. The second type of love is anyonya prema, which means that I love myself, I love my family members, I love probably my neighbors, and probably I also extend my love to my samiti members. Not even the district. I restrict my love. This, Bhagavan says, is like a moonlight wherein light is there, but it is not bright enough. We don't extend that love beyond an ambit. So we mistake a rope into a snake and vice versa. The third type of love, which is very, very important for us to understand, is pararta prema or paramartha prema. And that is compared to a sunlight. It sheds light all over the world without distinction, and it is unboundful without any limitations. And that love is divine love. And it is that love with which we need to start the day. So when we say start the day with love, we have to assume, understand today that we need to start the day with paramartha prema or pararta prema, unconditional, uncomparable, without any limits. We need to break the shackles of narrow parochial tendencies and feelings, break it open and love everybody. Not only our kith and kin and family members and not only our countrymen, throughout the world. And that is what Bhagavan has been demonstrating to us for the past so many years. So it is with that love that we need to start the day with. So which means that love is paramatma or parartha. Love is God. Love is Sai. We need to start the day with Swami. We need to start the day with love or God. How do we do it? We need to go back to our childhood days. We have been taught the first mantra. I was not fortunate to be a Balvika student. Possibly some of the Balvika students would be knowing this mantra. All of us know this mantra. I'd like to chant this once and request all of you when I chant the next time, the second time.
Karagre vasate Lakshmi, karamadye Saraswati, karamule tu Govinda, prabhate karadarshanam.
Can you all join in just repeating this? We all know about this. Together.
Karagre vasate Lakshmi, karamadhye saraswati karamule tu govinda prabhate karadarshanam.
Lakshmi resides in the tip of our fingers. In the middle of our palm resides Saraswati, and in the bottom resides Govinda. This is the meaning. But why do we say this, that Lakshmi resides in the tip of our fingers? We use our palm to give and receive. We need to give more and receive less. Today morning we had the Laksharchana. We have been instructed to use these three tip of the fingers and do the archana. What it means is, Lakshmi resides here, and all our resources, we need to learn to give and share. And that starts from the morning. So when we say start the day with love, we start the day with this prayer. Now the next sadhana, the spiritual sadhana with which we start the day with love, is the most important one. I'd like to add one thing here, that all the prayers that we do in the morning, Bhagavan has shared with certain students that it is like keeping money in a fixed deposit. All this sadhana which we do in the morning directly goes to fixed deposit, which is used only for spiritual development. Perhaps all the sadhana which we do throughout the day goes to a savings bank account, which is used for nominal expenses and all the day-to-day expenses. But this gets deposited in a place, and it is a fixed deposit. So it's very important that we start the day with love. And whatever we do with love, with Sai, in the morning, goes to our fixed deposit account. We need to remember that. So the second sadhana Swami has been emphasizing is what is called as pranava sadhana, or chanting of Omkaram 21 times. Here again Bhagavan has shared that 21 times of chanting Omkaram is Bhagavan's telephone number. So if you want to dial Bhagavan, let us not take the meaning literally and take out our cell phones and dial 21. But when we chant the Omkaram 21 times, it is Bhagavan's telephone number. We directly reaches Swami. Why 21 times? There's a significance. Now these aspects which we are discussing on the aspect of starting the day with love, most of you are aware. For those who are aware, it's a repetition. For those who are not aware of this, it's an awareness. 21 times is basically divided into 5 parts. The first 5 times we chant the Omkaram, it cleans and nourishes our karmendriyas. The next 5 times when we chant, it cleanses our jnanendriyas. The next 5 times we chant, it cleanses the pancha pranas. And the next 5 times, it cleanses our pancha koshas, or the 5 sheets. That makes it 20. And the last one is for our own jivatma, ourself. That is the reason why we start the day with chanting 21 Omkaram. So the moment we chant, all our inner instruments gets purified automatically. This is the second aspect of chanting and starting the day with love. Now, here we need to have a clarity on how to chant Omkaram. Bhagavan, in his immense love, has given us clear directions from this very same platform so many times to students, to devotees, so many times. And I'd like to spend a couple of minutes on this. Bhagavan says Omkaram is not a syllable, it is an alphabet. So an alphabet must have words, alphabets. It's a word, and the word should have alphabets. The expansion of that is A-U-M. It is not Akara, Ukara, Makara, but Akara, Ukara, and M. It is not Makara. Makara means Ma. It is Akara, Ukara, and M. This Akara, Ukara, Makara, Bhagavan says, Akara, A, should emanate from the throat. The Ukara starts from the tongue, and naturally comes out of lips. This also means the three states of consciousness, Jagrat, Swapna, and Sushupti. It also means Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. And we need to integrate, combine these three syllables and create the Pranavanada or the Omkaranada. Now, how do we do that? The three combined sound should neither come from throat, nor come from the tongue, nor from the lips. It should emanate from nabhi or the navel. So, akara starts from throat, the ukara starts from the tongue, and ma from the lips, and together it should emanate from the nabhi. I'll just demonstrate it once so that we could practice it. I always want to emphasize here that most of you know about this, but this is only a repetition. Bhagavan also has said that it should sound like an aeroplane. Starting from somewhere, you hear the sound from a distance, and when it is nearing, you feel the distance and you feel the sound more, and then it tapers back. So it should start from navel and it should end with the lips. Now, when we start, when you keep your mouth like this, the only sound which can emanate from that position is A. No other sound can come when you are keeping your mouth like this. And what we need to do is, from that position, we need to change the position, the shape of our lips to U. And then eventually close the lips so that it pronounces as to demonstrate. Let us together chant these three syllables separately. A, U, and M. Together. A. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Now, when we combine all the three and pronounce Om, there should be a gap between one Om and the next one. That is the fourth position. So it is A-U-M and a space. A-U-M and a gap. Now I'll just demonstrate how Bhagwan has said to chant Omkaram. Bhagwan has said it is not Om, but it is A-U-M. But at the same time, he also said that there are a lot of people who say A-U-M. No, that is not the way to chant. So we need to integrate and ensure that the sound emanates from the navel, travels through the throat and the tongue and emanate finally from the lips. It should sound, as I told you, like an aeroplane starting at a distance, coming closer and then going back to a distance. So I'll just try to demonstrate it once, after which we could chant it three times.
Om.
And chant it once more. Let's chant it together.
Om.
This is the way to chant Omkar. The third sadhana which we can take up, which we need to take up, starting the day with love, is Suprabhatam. Every day in Prashant Nilayam, we chant the Suprabhatam. Elsewhere, all over this country, all over the world, we chant the Suprabhatam. I'm not going to go to the details of Suprabhatam, but what it means is, the word Su means auspiciousness and Prabhatam means morning. So Suprabhatam means auspicious morning or starting the day with love. Suprabhatam is chanted to awaken the divinity present in us. Through this, we dedicate our actions to Bhagavan in the process of starting the day with love. It is God who is residing in us, through whom we are able to perform our actions through the indriyas. So Suprabhatam is a reminder of the existence of Bhagavan in us. So with this conscious knowledge, we need to chant the Suprabhatam. The other important sadhana, which is prescribed in the process of starting the day with love, is the Jyoti meditation. You are all seeing the Jyoti here. Jyoti meditation is one of the important sadhana which we take up in our organization. I'm not going to go to the theory part of it because all of us are aware of it. I'm just going to demonstrate the meditation of Jyoti early in the morning so that it has an impact in our lives. Jyoti meditation is a process of inner cleanliness. Chittasya shuddhaye karmaha. So all the instruments are being cleaned by this process of Jyoti meditation. Before we start the Jyoti meditation, the process is that we chant the Soham mantra at least 9 times. Perhaps here we can chant it thrice. And then proceed to chant the Jyoti meditation. Let us all sit straight, erect. Take a deep breath and chant Soham thrice. Soham. 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 Now, we are ready to take up Jyotir Dhyan. Open your eyes and focus on the flame of the Jyoti which is in front of us for a minute. Close your eyes and visualize the Jyoti being present in the middle of our eyebrows. Visualize this Jyoti purifying our eyes and develop samyak drishti. Visualize the Jyoti in our eyes and visualize that we are developing samyak drishti. Slowly, let's visualize the Jyoti moving to both our ears, which helps in developing samyak shravanam. The Jyoti is in both the ears, developing samyak shravanam. Now let's visualize the Jyoti moving to our tongue. The Jyoti is on our tongue now, purifying the most important indriya. Tongue performs 2 functions. Speech and taste. Jyoti purifies the faculty of speech. Let it be sweet and let it be positive. The faculty of taste, let it purify the taste buds and develop samyak vak, Now visualize the jyoti moving to our spiritual heart, which is in the form of a lotus flower. The lotus flower of our heart is slowly blooming its petals one by one. Each petal representing each human value. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. Let's now visualize the jyoti moving to our stomach, that all the food that we partake give us positive energy and nourishment. The jyoti will also remove all the defects in the excretory organs. The jyoti, let's visualize, is moving to our ankles, legs, our hands, and the palm, purifying all these organs. Let our feet go only to pure places. Let our hands do holy work with dedication to Bhagwan. Visualize now the jyoti growing around us and enveloping us with the divine love. I am in the light. The light is in me. I am the light. Enjoy this bliss of divine love for a moment. Let's share this light of love to all our family members, relatives, friends, and even our enemies, to all living beings, plants, mountains, and trees. Let this lamp of love envelop the whole world, filling with peace and tranquility. Let's enjoy this moment of peace for some more time. Praying, Samastha Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, internally. Let's slowly open our eyes. These are the sadhana which we can take up as part of start the day with love. Brothers and sisters, in a couple of days we are approaching the 94th birthday celebrations of our master. Our master has taught all these things. Some of us may be practicing. Some of us may be practicing unconsciously. Let us resolve to practice this right from tomorrow, with full awareness and consciousness. Even if those who have assembled in this hall, if we can practice this right from tomorrow, the world would be a better place to live in. We'll have more peace and harmony. Then we can say, Jagame Sarvam Vishnumayam Sadguru Sri Satya Sai Mayam Sadguru Sri Satya Sai Mayam. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering our most reverential, prayerful and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, it was one evening like this at Tri Brindavan. We students were assembled around Swami. Swami was sitting on his jula, and we all students have assembled around him. And usually, we students carry some things for Swami in small bowls. Some clothes, sometimes some fried peanuts, sometimes fried beaten rice. Generally, he doesn't take all these things, but we carry because if at all there is a chance to transact with Bhagwan, we need that opportunity. So we used to hold those things in front of him. One day, once the evening like this, he just put his hand in the bowl where there is fried beaten rice. And he was playing with this. He just took some rice, poured it into the bowl, and he was playing like that. And after a few times, then no rice came out. We're just holding there. I think Swami is trying to say something. Then he opened the hands, opened the palms, and there was a beautiful ring. Then Swami started the game. He asked, who wants the ring? What would be the answer? Everybody raised their hands. Yes, Swami, we all want. Then what Swami did is he passed the ring to some of the boys, then to some of the teachers and some of the elders there. Slowly, after few hands, it came back to Swami. Once again, Swami asked, who wants the ring? Everybody once again, Swami, Swami, we want. Then he said, Vaira, why you want the ring when I am there to give myself? And he just folded his hands. Once again, the beaten rice came out. Brothers and sisters, we have this choice. Swami gives this choice. Whether we want Swami or we want the world. This choice is not some big spiritual question. It is there in our daily mundane life. When we cross the road in our vehicle and suddenly an old man crosses, we may get angry. Then we have this choice. Whether we want to be a spiritual person or not. When we eat our food, suddenly there may be a small stone and we may get irritated. Then we have this choice whether we want to be a spiritual person or not. There are so many Samidhi conveners assembled here. Very interestingly, you may go and talk to your district president and give a beautiful suggestion. And the district president may immediately outrightly reject it. Then again, we have a choice. whether to be a spiritual person or not. Being a spiritual person is filling every moment with love. Every moment with love. This choice exists not for every moment in front of us. It is very easy to make this choice. How do we make this choice? So one evening, if we want to go to a function, what we generally do is we make our best preparations, we get our best clothes, and we wear all these things, decorate ourselves, then we stand in front of the mirror, and once we feel satisfied, we start to come out of our room. Then probably our father may be sitting in the sofa in the hall. He'll be looking at us and he will be saying, "Are, why you are wearing such flashy colors? Why don't you wear some sober, decent colors?" If we have love and reverence to our father, what we will do? We will go back, change our clothes and come. Likewise, if we have the love and reverence to Swami, then we will make the right choice. And the choice, as the quote goes, start the day with love, fill the day with love, end the day with love, and that is the way to God. We hear so many stories from our epics, mythologies, everything. We hear stories of Vishwamitra doing penance. We hear stories of austerities by Buddha. We hear stories of tapas by Ramana Maharishi. And when we think of spiritual life, we get this daunting task. Is it such a difficult life? But that is the beauty of being with Bhagwan. All gurus are guides. They have traveled the path and they guide us to the destination. But we have a bigger benefit. We are very fortunate because we have the destination itself being our guide. So what Swami does, he breaks all these big philosophies into simple day-to-day practical tips. Fill the day with love. Yesterday we were talking about Professor Kasturi Garu. In this regard, I am reminded of one incident from his life. He was standing, as many of us, he would have heard all the stories of tapas, penance, mantra chanting and everything because he came in our culture. So he was also probably asking Swami, requesting Swami and even pestering Swami for a mantra. So he was once when he went with Swami to North Indian tour. He was standing in the banks of a holy river and he was asking Swami, "At least Swami, now you give me a mantra." Swami was standing next to him, shoulder to shoulder. Swami asked him, "Why do you need a mantra?" "Because I want to do sadhana." "Why do you want to do sadhana?" "Because I want to get close with God." "How much close you want to become? More than this?" Brothers and sisters, we are that fortunate. We have the destination guiding us. So what is this fill the day with love? It is not some big austerities. Swami didn't give Professor Kasturi Garu any mantra, but he gave work. He gave Swami's work. Yesterday we heard the stories of how difficult his life was in those times. He was committedly performing Swami's work. Just be around Swami and just keep doing Swami's work. That is our mantra. There's nothing more. Swami will take care of us. Swami will take care of the end of the road of this journey is God. Swami will take care of that. One Swami was talking to us. He was talking about the various forms of yoga. How all difficult ways we have to do yoga. And he was explaining the Upanishadic story about how yoga is a bird and there are wings and all these things and lot of philosophies. Then he was saying how yoga is also connected to karma. Then how this karma has been done as per dharma. And he was giving lot of examples. Around 30 minutes or 35 minutes he was talking in all these philosophies and we are feeling okay. It looks like a very big task. Then finally the merciful Lord, what he said is, "Hey, you don't have to worry about all these things. Just leave it to me. Just follow my words. I'll take care of it." That is Swami. You don't have to do something very big. Just follow Swami's simple things. So for organizational members, he has given simple codes. Just 9 codes of conduct. Then he has given 10 rules to be a devotee. These are simple rules. Everyday rules. We just follow and we fill the day with love. That is the way to be with God. And the transformation happens. It is this transformation is not like a sculptor. A sculptor removes the unwanted areas of a rock and makes a beautiful idol out of it. But it is a painful process. But Swami doesn't do that kind of a painful process. Even a flowing river removes the sharp edges of a stone. But it is a smooth process. It happens unknowingly. After some time, if we see a sharp stone becomes a smooth stone. Even the stone doesn't feel any pain like that. Once we are with Swami and do Swami's work, the transformation happens. The transformation is like, nobody can say when the milk became a curd. You pour little bit of curd, you cannot say at 12:39 exactly the milk turned into a curd. You cannot say that. But once you see in the morning, there is curds. Once we have associated with Bhagwan, Swami has already poured his love as a curd. Now that curd will work slowly and slowly. Just we have to be around Swami. Just we have to be around Swami. Just keep doing Swami's work. This distinction of Swami's work and other work will also slowly diminish. To one of the elders, Swami gave a pen. And he was carrying that pen, and after some time he once again visited Swami and he was having that pen in his pocket. Swami said, is that the pen I gave? Then he said, yes Swami, this is the pen you gave. You gave and I have writing only Swami's things. Then he said, Hare, after so many years you are still distinguishing between Swami's work and others' work. Everything you write is Swami's work. So that transformation will happen. When we get associated with Swami, it's not suddenly we will do different things, but we may do the same thing differently. We know the story of how the Bhagavad Gita was given. The two armies were facing each other and suddenly Arjuna got an inclination that he has to see his enemy army. So he asked Krishna to go and stand in the middle of the two armies, and Krishna also did that. He saw the enemy army and he became a bit sad that he is having his own relatives on the other side. He became despondent and the bow fell from his hand. And we know what happened. Krishna gave Bhagavad Gita. What happened after that? Once again, it picked up the bow. He shot arrows. Just for a second, imagine if Arjuna didn't have the inclination of getting the chariot to the middle of the two armies. What would have happened? Even then, he would have taken his bow. He would have shot arrows at the enemies. Even after Bhagavad Gita, he again took his bows and shot arrows at the enemies. But what is the difference? The difference is the perspective with which he does his actions. When we are associated with Bhagwan, the perspective with which we perform our actions change. That change over the years. Just be around Bhagwan, do Swami's work. Over the course of time, your transformation takes place. Brothers and sisters, when you read Sai's literature, there are so many prescriptions Swami gives. But everything boils down to just two things. Realize the Sai in you and realize the Sai in everybody else. All the prescriptions of love, how to cultivate love, everything boils down to just two things. Realize the Sai in you and realize the Sai in everyone else. Once we have that perspective, we will be doing the same things. If you are a software engineer, you will be once again writing codes. But that performance will become Sai's work. You will be a cricketer. You may hit your sixes, but still that performance will be your Sai's work. You may be a singer. You will be singing your song, but that performance will be Sai's work. Every of you, you may be a banker, you may be counting cash, you may be a driver, you may be driving your car. Whatever your work is, you will be doing the same work, but your heart would have changed. That is the miracle of Bhagwan. Brothers and sisters, the transformation is certain to happen. The only thing, the only small step that we have to take is that initial choice. Swami, I want to follow you. That is the one simple choice we have to make. Once we make the choice, the whole responsibility becomes Bhagwan's. Brothers and sisters, the transformation is certain. It is not just a spiritual transformation. There is benefit in the immediate world. Following Swami, loving Swami, there is benefit in the immediate world. I am reminded of an incident. One morning we were sitting in Trai Brindavan again. One of our office person, he just rushed inside because we are just boys inside sitting Swami's Trai Brindavan hall. And he got a telegram in his hand. So once he entered the room, hall, Swami was sitting in his jula. He asked, what do you have in his hand, in your hand? Then he said, Swami, there is a telegram. Give it. So Swami, he just passed on the telegram to Swami. Then Swami opened the telegram and read it. Mother serious, start immediately. It was written to the telegram was addressed to one of my classmates. He has been Swami's student from his first standard. And this I am narrating, he was in his UG, undergraduation. So Swami read that, then Swami created a lingam, and he called that boy, and he gave that lingam, just do abhishekam for 3 days, give the water to your mother and her disease will be cured. And Swami said, go. Swami blessed him and Swami allowed him to go from the place. So he went off. After he went off, Swami said, Sira, his mother is having a terminal illness. But because he loves me, I'm not only protecting him, I'm protecting his mother too. Brothers and sisters, the love of Swami, he'll always protect us. Once again, I am reminded of an interesting and beautiful poem Swami himself wrote to Kasturi Garu. That is very much relevant to the topic today. Will you, my Lord, let go the hold? You will not, you will not, you will not let go, however bad I be. Will you, my Lord, let me waste my years? You will not, you will not, you will not let me waste, however dull I may be. Will you, my Lord, let me run to ruin? You will not, you will not, you will not let me ruin, however wayward I be. Will you, my Lord, let me escape your eye? You will not, you will not, you will not let me escape, however wanton I be. You cannot but rush to rescue your own. You cannot delay for weighing pro and con. You cannot stay unconcerned when we weep. You cannot but respond to the prayers of the poor. This is the poem Swami himself penned to Kasturi Garu. Just imagine what is the assurance Swami is giving us. The assurance, just love Swami. Fill every day with love. Fill every moment with love. The protection of Swami is assured. Not only this, I like to conclude with one small incident in regards to this. We were in our 12th standard in this interview room. Swami was once again talking about a lot of things. Then he was talking about prayer. Then we asked Swami, Swami, okay, we are ready to pray, but how do you know that you are at the other end, that you are receiving our prayers? Then Swami gave a beautiful example. Swami said, see, just imagine every day your mother cooks food at 12 o'clock. And she takes a handful of the cooked rice and puts it in front of your house. And a stray dog will come and have that food. The next day, once again around 12 o'clock, your cooking is over. Your mother takes a handful of rice, cooked rice, and places it at the front door. Once again, the stray dog will come. And the third day, just imagine there are some guests and the cooking gets delayed. What happens? If you look at the door, the dog will be standing there. Swami said, we are already related, Ra. Even if you do one prayer, I'll be waiting for the next prayer. Just imagine when the D-O-G is waiting like that. Don't you think G-O-D will be waiting like that for you? Brothers and sisters, on this auspicious day, let us all make the choice. Make the choice towards Swami and offer our lives as gratitude to Him. Jai Sai Ram.
प्रेम आधार है इस सृष्टि का, प्रेम सार है प्रभु भक्ति का, हर मानव है प्रेम स्वरूपा और प्रेम है ईश्वर रूपा. लव इज द बेसिस ऑफ दिस क्रिएशन. लव is the essence of devotion. Every being is an embodiment of love, and love is the form of God. And to that Prema Swarupa Lord, who assumed that human form, that beautiful human form of our beloved Lord and Master Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I offer my humble prayers and pranams. And to all of you who are seated here, who are also the spark of the same divinity, who also embody the same love, a very, very loving Sai Ram to all of you, dear brothers and sisters. Swami said, love is the source, love is the path, and love is the goal. And it is this dharma of love, this path of love, this duty of love, this obligation to love. He came on the face of this earth to remind of this universal, pure, divine love. We all know, brothers and sisters, that Swami always used to address us as Prema Swarup Lara. Fundamentally speaking, as burning is the nature of fire, wetness is the nature of water, sweetness is the nature of sugar, similarly, our true nature, our real Swarupa is love, love, and only love. But if we contemplate for a little while, where have we led ourselves to? Satya ka parityag kar, asatya ko apna liya. Maya ke ujle tam mein apne chit ko sulha diya. Prem swayam hote huye, prem humne kho diya. Prapanch ke इस खेल में निज मूल को भुला दिया. Relinquishing truth, we have embraced untruth. In this illumined darkness of Maya, we have put our conscience to deep sleep. Being prema, love ourselves, we have mislaid love today. In this web of prapancha, we have totally forgotten our true origin, which is love, love, and only love. Swami once said, love is verily Brahman and perfect mastery of this love is nothing less than self-realization. What kind of realization he was referring to? Once Bhagwan narrated a beautiful story of Mother Radha. Krishna, after the Kurukshetra war was over, returned to Vrindavan once. And he was searching for Radha. And he went to banks of Yamuna and saw that Mother Radha was sitting under a tree, lost in some thoughts. So Krishna thought that I would surprise her. So he went behind the tree and suddenly jumped in front of Mother Radha, expecting that Mother Radha would jump out of joy to see Krishna. What did Mother Radha do? She opened her eyes and smiled. Krishna was a little bit dismayed. He said, "Radha, are you not happy to see me? Look, I have come back for you only." Radha looked at Krishna and said, "Come back?" She held his hand, ran to the waters of Yamuna, collected a palm full of water and said, "Krishna, are you not the one who is present in every drop of the waters of Yamuna?" She then went to the tree, bent one of the branches and said, "Krishna, are you not the one who is present in each and every leaf of this tree? Are you not the one who permeates everything, the entire creation? Are you not the one who is in me, outside me, within me, behind me, around me? So where had you gone so that you would come back?" Krishna was overwhelmed and he said, "Radhe, I am the Lord of the three worlds. I am really overwhelmed with your unconditional love. Ask me whatever you want to ask." And Radha said, "I don't need anything from you." Krishna said, "Really? Not even my love?" Radha replied, "Krishna, I know that I love you. And I know that you are mine. And you would always remain mine. It doesn't matter. I am not concerned at all whether you love me or love. It is enough. I live in your love. That is enough for me." And at this, Swami said, the Lord for the first time bent down on his knees and said, "Radhe, for the first time in the creation, I have got a devotee who has given me, I have received such kind of unconditional love." So dear brothers and sisters, true love, as Brother Sundar was saying, Parartha Prema, is true love is only for God. And that love alone amounts as true devotion. And once we are immersed in such kind of love always, we don't need to worry about the time, whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, or night, to think of different practices to follow love or live in love. Because love then becomes our very nature. It flows automatically. It does not need any trigger. But for us who are afflicted with this bhavaroga, how can we realize that stage? How is it possible? We all know if we fall sick, what do? We go to doctor, the doctor examines us and he then writes a prescription which contains some medicines and he gives us antibiotics to be taken morning, afternoon and evening. And we follow that prescription. And once we regain our health, that prescription is no longer required. That becomes irrelevant. Similarly, dear brothers and sisters, this message of Bhagwan, start the day with love, fill the day with love, spend the day with love, end the day with love, is the divine prescription for us to reach Him. And once we follow this prescription, and once we realize that stage by following this prescription, the prescription becomes irrelevant, because then we ourselves become love. We become immersed in love. We realize love as love resides within us. But to achieve that stage, as our previous speakers have said, start, fill. Ending the day is of crucial importance, because how we end the day is going to determine how we are going to start the next day. So basically, how we end the day is a bridge between us today and us tomorrow. And there's a famous English saying which says, all's well that ends well. Antamati so gati. In this context, I was a bit confused. I was thinking of what does Swami want when he says, end the day with love. And Swami answers all your prayers. He sends some instruments. So I happened to meet one instrument of his. And he told me, in one of the three sessions in Vrindavan, Swami expressed his desire. He said, kitna achha hota agar mere bacche sone se pehle meri aawaz sunkar sote. How good it would have been if my children, before going to sleep, would have listened to my voice. But what are we actually doing in our daily lives? We end our day, as Brother Sundar said, with our most important companion and the most integral part and extended limb of our body, which is the smartphone. Am I right? Absolutely. The situation, dear brothers and sisters, is such that in evening, when the entire family is sitting together, everybody is busy with touch, but nobody is actually in touch. Nobody is actually in touch. This social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, they have encroached our family bondings, our lives, and ourselves so much that we have lost. We are not allowed to be with our thoughts even. And you know, I was reading somewhere, there is a new feeling which has been invented. And you know what is that feeling? Nowadays the youngsters say, I feel so online. I feel so online. And comes with that feeling an anxiety, which is called the FOMO. And what is this FOMO anxiety? Fear of missing out. We all suffer from this anxiety of fear of missing out the moment we are detached from our integral part, our smartphones. How many of us today, sitting in divine sannidhi, are still suffering from this anxiety of missing out on our smartphones, which is lying in the cloakroom? We would be wondering how many messages might have come. Oh, I would have missed some calls. So this is how technology today, dear brothers and sisters, have made us slaves. The only difference between slavery and technology today is that a slave knows that he is not free. That is the only difference. I was engaged in some important conversation with one of my colleagues in my office. And after 10 or 15 minutes, he suddenly rose up from his chair and started to walk. And I was surprised. I asked him, what are you doing? He said, I have been wearing this MI band. He tells me, you have been sitting too idle for so long. You need to walk. So this is the situation, dear brothers and sisters. We are in our quest of being connected, being online, we have lost our alignment with the self within. In our quest to be always connected with the internet, we have lost the connection with the internet which Swami used to call. So, what does Swami say? What does it mean when Swami says, kitna achha hota agar mere bacche meri awaaz sunkar sote? One thought, when I analyze it, has got three dimensions. First thing, it could be, we can listen to some discourses, some bhajan, read some vahinis, and then go to sleep. And this can also be facilitated with our integral part of our body, the smartphone, if we want to use it as that. But more important, dear brothers and sisters, is the voice of the conscience within. Swami is our voice within. And that is the voice which we need to listen to before going to bed. Just as a prudent businessman, in order to make sure that his business is running well, compiles his daily accounts, prepares its profits and loss account and balance sheet at the end of the day, and sees how much he has earned today, how much he has spent today, and what are his assets, and what liabilities he incurred. We should also prepare our spiritual balance sheet and spiritual accounts at the end of every day, and submit it to the auditor within, who is none other than Bhagwan himself, and seek its recommendations, and seek its opinion whether we have been able to conduct our day properly or not. And what would happen? During the entire day, you might have felt very good. Oh, the day was fantastic. I earned 10,000 rupees. I met that. All these things would go on. But still, when you do this, there is one part of your body which will not feel at ease. And that is your conscience. When the entire body feels good, conscience might prick. That is important. So how do we conduct this self-audit? We need to go inside, connect to that inner net, as Swami said, and ask, have I been able to live today's day totally in love? Have I conducted myself according to my real swarupa? Am I a better person today than I was yesterday? Have I been able to relinquish the sense of doership and enjoyership? Because this doership and enjoyership, dear brothers and sisters, is the greatest obstacle between us and Bhagwan. I'm reminded of a famous doha from Sant Kabir Das. He says, jab main tha tab hari nahi, ab hari hai main nahi, prem gali ati sankadi, jame don samahi. When I was there, God was not there. Now when God is here, I am not there. Because this lane of love is so narrow, it can only accommodate either of these, not both at the same time. So this self-audit, dear brothers and sisters, Bhagwan says, is the royal road to self-transformation and realize him. It is equally important for us to get a clean report every day. We cannot continue where we can have our conscience pricking at every day. We have to get the clean report. And how do we get the clean report? The auditor will only give the clean report once he is satisfied that everything has been working fine. So, Bhagwan has given us that formula, that to ensure the conscience doesn't prick at the day, 3HV, head, heart and hands. Any thought that emanates in the head must be examined by the heart before putting into action. That is how we are going to ensure that our conscience doesn't prick. And once we practice it regularly, it becomes our daily practice. It gets imbibed in our chores. We would be achieving that state of constant integrated awareness, as a result of which unity and purity would flow, would be achieved. And once we have achieved unity and purity, dear brothers and sisters, we would automatically attain divinity. We don't have to rush after it. So, at the end of the day, when we would then have our self-audit, our conscience would be very, very clean. And a clean conscience, dear brothers and sisters, is the softest pillow to sleep upon. So, let us do the self-audit today itself in the divine sannidhi. Let us examine how we have spent our day today. I would request all of you to kindly be seated properly, at ease. Forget about your integral part of your body which is lying in the cloakroom or somewhere in your room. Go deep inside. Go deep inside. Connect to your inner net. Connect to the voice of Swami within. Connect to Swami within. Recollect whatever you have done since the beginning of the day. Let us ask the first question to the auditor. Tell me, have I started my day today with dedication to Lord and thanking Him for this wonderful day to live in love? Examine the answer and store for rectification if required for the next day. At any time during the day, did I hurt anyone, either in my thoughts, words, or deeds? If yes, seek pardon from the Lord, because He resides in everyone. Was I able to uphold the principle of divine love through the day and conduct accordingly? Did I give up the sense of doership in whatever I was doing and surrendered everything to Him? Am I a better person today than I was yesterday? Bhagwan, I commit to you that I will not repeat the mistakes which I have made during the day, and I will be a better person tomorrow than I have been today. I surrender, dear Lord, at Thy lotus feet and dedicate the entire day to You. Please give me strength to overcome the obstacles that keep me from practicing and living in love. With these words, let us all offer the night prayer to our beloved Lord Sai. Kayajam karmajam va. Please follow.
Karacharanakritam vak, karacharanakritam vak, kayajam karmajam vak, kayajam karmajam vak, shravananayanajam vak. శ్రవణనయనజం వా మానసం వా పరాధం మానసం వా పరాధం విహితం అవిహితం వా విహితం అవిహితం వా సర్వమేతత్క్షమస్వ సర్వమేతత్క్షమస్వ జయ జయ కరుణానిధే జయ జయ కరుణానిధే శ్రీ సాయి దేవ శంభో శ్రీ సాయి దేవ శంభో శ్రీ సాయి దేవ శంభో శ్రీ సాయి దేవ శంభో
Dear brothers and sisters, praying thus, we should all lose ourselves in the beautiful lap of our Mother Sai. And with the third dimension of what Bhagwan said, listen to my voice before going to sleep. So hum. With every breath that we inhale, and exhale, I am he, I am he, because that we really are, and that is our true origin and destiny. I conclude my talk with these words of Swami, which he spoke on May 29, 1996. See in me yourself, for I see in all of you myself. You are all my life, my breath, my soul. All of you are my forms. When I love you, I love myself. When you love yourself, you love me. I have separated myself from myself so that I may love myself. My beloved ones, you are my own self. Jai Sai Ram.
हम सभी के हृदय निवासी परम प्रिय भगवान बाबा के चरणों में अनंत कोटि प्रणाम साई राम। मेरे तीनों भाइयों ने बहुत अच्छी तरह से हमको कैसे प्रेम से की शुरुआत होती है, कैसे प्रेम से दिन बीतता है और कैसे प्रेम में दिन पूरा करना है इसके बारे में बताया। बहुत सालों से हम स्वामी के पास आते हैं और हम सबको प्रेम के बारे में मालूम भी है। एक ही वर्ड हम सुनते भी आए हैं कि लव लव एंड लव, लेकिन अनुभव में क्या आ रहा है और उसी का जवाब आज इन तीन स्पीकर ने हमको दिया है कि हम हमारे दिन की शुरुआत प्यार से करें। कैसे करें, क्या प्यार है, कहां मिलता है, तो हम सब लोग जानते हैं कि हमने साक्षात भगवान को देखा है, अनुभव किया है। लोग फिजिकल फॉर्म बोलते हैं, दैट इज नॉट फिजिकल फॉर्म। जिन्होंने भी उनको देखा, जब भी हमने उनको देखा, तब प्रेम ही को ही देखा है हमने। हमारी आंखें प्रेम स्वरूप बन गई है। जब भी हमने उनको छुआ तो हमने प्रेम को ही छुआ है। जब भी हमने उनको बात उनकी सुनी है तब हमने प्रेम को ही सुना है। वो फिजिकल फॉर्म नहीं था, वो भी प्रेम था। और यहां हम सन्निधि में जब भी आते हैं और जब भी इसको टच करते हैं तो हमको प्रेम की ही अनुभूति होती है। तो अगर जिंदगी में प्रेम चाहिए तो जो ब्रदर सुंदर ने हमको बताया कि सुबह सुबह उठ के भगवान के साथ जुड़ जाओ। उठते ही शुरू ही ऐसा करो। इंसान कहता है कि इंसान के हाथ में कुछ नहीं है और भगवान बताते हैं कि तेरे हाथ में लक्ष्मी है, तेरे हाथ में सरस्वती है और तेरे हाथ में गोविंदा है। ये सुबह सुबह एक बार याद कर ले। और अगर शुरू में हम भगवान से जुड़ जाते हैं सुबह में, तो भगवान से जुड़ने का मतलब ही है प्यार से जुड़ना, प्रेम से जुड़ना। और प्रेम के कांटेक्ट में अगर हम आ गए तो हमारे अंदर प्रेम की फीलिंग, जो हमारे अंदर प्रेम की जागृति करनी है, हमारे अंदर प्रेम को डालना है, वो सुबह सुबह हमारा काम हो जाएगा अगर हम भगवान से कनेक्ट हो जाएंगे। क्योंकि बाबा ने कहा है, यू कनेक्ट आई विल कनेक्ट। तू सिर्फ जुड़ने का काम कर। और एक सूफी संत ने भी कहा है, तेरे दरबार में आना मेरा काम है, मेरी बिगड़ी बनाना तेरा काम है। हम बिगड़े हुए ही है। स्वामी ने एक बार कहा भी है कि एक ने कंप्लेंट की स्वामी को कि स्वामी आपने बहुत हॉस्पिटल अच्छा बनाया है, आपने बहुत अच्छी यूनिवर्सिटी बनाई है, आपने बहुत अच्छी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बनाई है, लेकिन आदमी बराबर नहीं है। तो स्वामी ने कहा उसको, हमारा शोरूम नहीं है, हमारा वर्कशॉप है, गैरेज है। यहां कोई शोरूम कंडीशन गाड़ी तुमको नहीं मिलेगी। यहां सारी बिगड़ी हुई गाड़ियां रिपेयरिंग करने को आई है, तू भी उसमें से एक है। तो हम सब यहां प्रेम हमारे अंदर नहीं है ऐसी बात नहीं है, क्योंकि प्रेम के सिवा इस दुनिया में और कोई है भी नहीं। ये प्रेम थोड़ा सा पोल्यूटेड हो गया है। जैसा सबका पोल्यूशन हो गया ना, वैसा प्रेम का भी पोल्यूशन हो गया है। कैसे पोल्यूशन हो गया? प्रेम देने के लिए है पहली बात, और प्रेम सबसे जाते जाते भी भगवान नीचे अपने साथ अपने को पढ़ने को ऐसा करके गए हैं, लव ऑल। अगर ऑल से है तो ही प्रेम है, किसी एक से है तो वो प्रेम नहीं हो सकता। क्योंकि किसी एक से हम जब प्यार करते हैं तो कोई रीजन होता है। और स्वामी ने कहा है, नो रीजन फॉर लव, नो सीजन फॉर लव। अगर ऐसा प्रेम हमारा सबसे नहीं है, इसका मतलब कुछ तो कुछ गड़बड़ है। तो लव ऑल, सबसे प्यार करने को भगवान ने हमको कहा। लेकिन पोल्यूटेड क्या हो गया? हमारा प्रेम कहीं गया नहीं है, हमारे पास ही है, लेकिन हम प्रेम अपने आप से करने लग गए। और अपने आप से प्रेम करने को ही हम स्वार्थ बोलते हैं। और स्वामी ने बताया कि सेल्फिश फिश इज बेटर देन सेल्फिश। तो अगर हम स्वार्थी है तो हम भगवान के नहीं है। अगर हम अपने आप से प्यार कर रहे हैं तो हम भगवान के नहीं है। और यही हमको सुबह सुबह एक बार ठीक करना है, अपनी गाड़ी को ठीक करना है। जो भगवान ने ठीक की हुई गाड़ी है, उन भगवान को, उस मैकेनिक को याद करना है हमको सुबह सुबह, और उसके साथ कनेक्ट होना है। अगर कनेक्ट जिस तरह से होंगे उस तरह से करेक्ट होगा। कनेक्ट करते समय अगर कुछ गड़बड़ की तो करेक्ट होने में भी गड़बड़ हो जाएगी। इसलिए कनेक्ट होना होते समय बहुत अच्छी तरह से है। और टेक्निक भी भगवान ने दे दी है, ओमकार सुप्रभातम भाई सुंदर ने सब बताया हमको। ज्योति मेडिटेशन, ज्योति मेडिटेशन से क्या होता है? मैं जो अपने आप को अपने तक सीमित मैंने अपने आप को समझा है, उसको तो पहले मैं ज्योति स्वरूप बनाता हूं और फिर पूरे यूनिवर्स में उसी ज्योति का दर्शन मैं करता हूं। क्या हो गया? मैं इतना ही था और मैं सारी दुनिया में मैं ही हूं, इस अवस्था में मैं चला गया। तो सुबह सुबह मैं अपनी इस छोटी सी मूर्ति से निकलकर पूरे ब्रह्मांड में मैं ही हूं, वो ज्योति स्वरूप हूं, इस अवस्था में मैं चला गया। ये भगवान की रहमत है, और भगवान की रहमत ऐसी है कि हमको जीना सिखाया। तेरी रहमत ने मुझको जीना सिखाया, एक बूंद पानी को सागर बनाया। हम सब एक बूंद है, अगर भगवान से जुड़ जाए तो फिर हम भगवान है। और यही काम हम सबको सुबह सुबह करना है कि हम भगवान से जुड़ जाए, और इस तरह जुड़ जाए कि वो हमारा अस्तित्व खत्म हो जाए और सिर्फ उसका अस्तित्व रहे। साधना का मतलब ये है कि मेरा अस्तित्व मिट जाए और उसका अस्तित्व रह जाए। ये हमारी साधना का पर्पज है, उद्देश्य है। लेकिन कुछ भाई मेरे बताते हैं कि मुरली भैया वो ध्यान नहीं लगता है, ध्यान में बैठते हैं और समय में जो विचार नहीं आते वो सारे विचार ध्यान में बैठते तब आते हैं, क्या करना। हमको ध्यान करने नहीं आता ऐसी बात नहीं है, हमको ध्यान करने आता है। 2000 नोट का बंडल अगर हमारे हाथ में दे दिया और गिनने को बोला, जाता है ध्यान कहीं आई वहीं, पूरा बंडल कंप्लीट होए तब तक कोई डिस्टर्ब करे तो वो तो गया। तो 2000 की एक नोट के लिए एक सेकंड अगर हमारा मिस्टेक हो गए तो 2000 जाता है। इस भय से हमारा पूरा कॉन्सेंट्रेशन होता है। एक 2000 के लिए अगर हम कॉन्सेंट्रेशन कर सकते हैं तो भगवान के लिए क्यों नहीं कर सकते, 100% कर सकते हैं। सोच हमारी, दुनिया में हम किसी बड़े आदमी के साथ बैठते तो उसके हो जाते हैं, बिहेवियर बराबर हो जाता है। साक्षात भगवान के लिए बैठे हैं, उनसे बड़ा कौन है इस दुनिया में। और अगर जिंदगी अच्छी बनानी है तो सुबह सुबह भगवान के साथ बैठना बहुत जरूरी है, अच्छी तरह से कनेक्ट होना बहुत जरूरी है, पहली बात। दूसरी बात, ये ग्राउंड पर गाड़ी चलाना है। सुबह सुबह भगवान के साथ बैठना मतलब ग्राउंड पे गाड़ी चलाना है, कोई नहीं है दूसरा, मैं अकेला हूं, मुझे गाड़ी चलानी है, मेरा गाइड मेरे साथ में है, और फिर मेरे को कोई डर नहीं है, किसी का टकराने की डर मेरे को डर नहीं है, किसी के मेरी गाड़ी कहीं क्रैश हो जाएगी कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, क्योंकि ग्राउंड में मैं अकेला हूं। तो सुबह सुबह भगवान के साथ बैठना ग्राउंड में बैठना जैसा है। लेकिन क्या गाड़ी हम ग्राउंड में चलाने के लिए सीख रहे हैं या रोड पे चलाना है? तो जब हमारी शुरुआत होती है दिन की तो हमको पब्लिक में आना पड़ता है, और पब्लिक में अपनी अपनी तरीके से सब लोग गाड़ी चलाते हैं। मुझे ध्यान रखना है, मुझे केयर करना है, केयरफुली गाड़ी चलाना है, और वो गाड़ी में जो मेरे को भगवान ने सिखाई है, अगर मेरे अंदर प्यार है तो मैं रास्ते पर गाड़ी चलाते समय ऐसी गाड़ी चलाऊंगा कि जिससे दूसरे को तकलीफ न हो, मेरी गाड़ी ऐसी हो मैं चलाऊं कि कभी मेरे से तकलीफ नहीं हो। यही फील द डे विथ लव है कि हम जब भी जिंदगी में पब्लिक में रहेंगे, घर में है, घर के सदस्यों के साथ है, स्वामी ने उसका भी मंत्र दे दिया है हमको, हेल्प एवर, हेल्प एवर, हेल्प एवर। कोई भी हमारे फैमिली का मेंबर को हम हर्ट नहीं करें, कैसे हो सकता है? क्योंकि जो सुबह मेडिटेशन किया है, सुबह जो मैंने भगवान के साथ कनेक्ट हुआ हूं, उसके बाद भी मुझे बार बार मेरे जो इतने जन्मों के संस्कार है मुझे वापस अपनी दूसरी अवस्था में, पोल्यूटेड अवस्था में लेके जाते हैं। लेकिन फिर मुझे भगवान ने और एक मंत्र दिया है, कोई भी मिले, कभी भी मिले, जब भी सामने कोई आता है तो हमको बोलना है साई राम। हम साई राम तो बोलते भी हैं, सब लोग बोलते हैं साई राम। पोपट भाई सामने आते हैं तो हम बोलते हैं साई राम, लेकिन दिमाग में रहता है पोपट भाई आए, जिसको स्वामी पपेट बोलते हैं। थॉट कौन है? पपेट है। वेद नारायण सर आते हैं तो हम बोलते साई राम, दिमाग में क्या है? वेद नारायण सर आ गए। हम जब मुंह से उसको साई राम बोल रहे हैं तो वेद नारायण सर नहीं, वो साई राम है, वो पपेट नहीं, वो साई राम है। मैं अपनी सोच ठीक करने के लिए उसको साई राम बोल रहा हूं, अगर मैं उसको मेरी सोच ठीक करने के लिए साई राम बोल रहा हूं तो मेरे थॉट भी साई राम के होने चाहिए कि ये भी एक भगवान का रूप है, ये भी एक भगवान का रूप है। ये याद दिलाने के लिए मैंने मेरे को पासवर्ड दिया है कि मेरी वेबसाइट ओपन हो जाए कि एवरीबॉडी इज गॉड, और उसमें से एक रूप ये भी है। ये याद दिलाने के लिए मुझे साई राम वर्ड पासवर्ड मेरे को दिया है। पूरा दिन मेरा भगवान के साथ बीते ऐसा अगर हमको लगता है तो हमको याद करना पड़ेगा बार बार कि सब कुछ वही है, सब कुछ वही है, और सब कुछ वो है तो मैं भी नहीं हूं, मैं भी वो हूं। ये हमारी जिंदगी का मकसद बनना चाहिए। और हम कोशिश करते रहते बार बार, बार बार कोशिश करते रहते हैं कि किसी को अच्छा लगे, वो उसके साथ करना प्यार है। सुबह हमको आज दोपहर को भी निमिष भाई ने हमारे ऑल इंडिया पेशेंट ने बताया कि चमचे मत बनो, क्योंकि चमचा क्या करता है, अपने जिसके जिससे कुछ लेना है उसको जो अच्छा लगता है वो उसके साथ करते रहते हैं, पीछे कुछ भी करेगा लेकिन सामने उसको जो अच्छा लगता है वो करना है। भगवान ने बताया किसी को अच्छा लगता है वैसा नहीं करना, उसका अच्छा जिसमें होता है वो उसके साथ करना। वो तुमको बुरा बोलेगा तो चलेगा, लेकिन तुम उसके लिए जो अच्छा उसके लिए है वही उसके साथ करना। और हमारे मदर फादर वही करते हैं कि हमारे लिए जो अच्छा है वो हमारे साथ करते रहते हैं। और हमारे भगवान ने इसीलिए मातृदेव भव पितृदेव भव का, और साथ में एक बात और कही स्वामी ने, इफ यू नॉट लुक अपटू योर मदर एंड फादर डोंट वेस्ट टाइम विथ मी, क्योंकि कुछ भी नहीं मिलेगा तुमको। अगर तुमको कुछ पाना है तो अपने मदर फादर के साथ उनका केयर करना सीखो, क्योंकि दे आर द, तुम देख सकते हो महसूस करते हो ऐसे भगवान है। तो हम हमारे जिंदगी पूरा दिन किसी न किसी के काम आते रहे। सुबह में ध्यान करके योगी अवस्था में जा सकते हैं, लेकिन दिन भर उससे थोड़ा नीचे उपयोगी बनकर पूरी हमारी जिंदगी हमको बितानी चाहिए। तो सुबह योगी दिन भर उपयोगी बने, किसी को भी हर्ट नहीं हो ऐसी हमारी कोशिश रहे। और लास्ट में ये दिन भर गाड़ी चलाने के बाद उस गाड़ी को पार्क करना पड़ता है, और वो पार्किंग हम करते समय अपनी अपनी जब गाड़ियां पार्क करते हैं तो सेफ जगह में करते हैं ना, कि कहीं भी लगा देते हैं, और कहीं भी लगा देते तो उसके रिजल्ट भी है कि सुबह टेप रिकॉर्ड नहीं मिलेगा, स्टेपनी गायब हो जाएगी। इसीलिए सेफ जगह में गाड़ी पार्किंग करने का ही नाम है एनडी देवित लव। तो भगवान के सिवा और अच्छा पार्किंग कौन सा है कि उनके पास हम अपनी गाड़ी पार्क कर देवे। तो रात को जो दिन भर का सारा हिसाब किताब है, जो कुछ भी हुआ है, वैसे भी हम डुअर नहीं है, फिर भी अगर लगता है हम डुअर है तो एक बार उसको अर्पण कर देवे, जो हुआ वो तेरे साथ हुआ। और एक बात मेरे को खास आपको बतानी है कि कोई गलती हो गई हो तो भगवान से ये नहीं कहना कि भगवान कल नहीं करूंगा, ऐसा हम नहीं बोलना। क्योंकि अगर आप डुअरशिप ले लोगे कल नहीं करूंगा तो कल वो तुमसे फिर करवाएंगे। बेस्ट है कि स्वामी आज जो हो गया वो हो गया, कल मेरे से ये नहीं करवाना, ये भगवान को बता देना। और हमारे परम प्रिय भगवान है, बहुत प्यारे हैं, तुम एक बार उनको सौंप दो ना तो कुछ नहीं करना पड़ता। आज मेरे को निमिष भाई ने बताया है टाइम नहीं बढ़ाना, मैं फॉलो करूंगा। मेरे सारे जितने स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट भाई जिनके स्टेट में मैं जाके आया हूं, उनको पता है मुरली भाई को तो बात करने के लिए घंटों लगते हैं, अब इन्होंने तो मेरे को मिनटों में खत्म करने को बोला है। मैं करूंगा, 100% करूंगा। तो हम कितनी कोई कहानी बतानी नहीं, नहीं तो मेरे पास इतनी स्टोरी थी कि मैं आपको बताता कुछ, लेकिन मैंने सोच लिया कि नहीं, एक भी स्टोरी नहीं बताना है। बेस्ट पार्किंग है भगवान के पास, अपना सारा हिसाब किताब उनको दे दो कि भगवान जो हुआ आपके कृपा से, जो कुछ हुआ सब आपको समर्पित। एक बार उनको सब सौंप दिया तो फिर निश्चिंत से सो जाना चाहिए। कितना प्रॉब्लम लेके लोग सोने की कोशिश करते हैं, फिर दवाई की गोली भी खाते हैं तो दवाई की गोली खाने से भी नींद नहीं आता है, ऐसा भी प्रॉब्लम है। लेकिन एक बेस्ट पील हमको भगवान ने दी है कि जो आप लोग, स्वामी ने एक बार बताया अभी मेरे को, खुद को बताया, देखो दिन भर प्रॉब्लम ऐसा नहीं सोचना। मैं बोला स्वामी प्रॉब्लम तो है ना, स्वामी ने बोला उसको अपॉइंटमेंट दो, 5 to 5:30 आना। मेरे को तो टाइम भी दे दिया, दिन में कभी भी प्रॉब्लम सामने थॉट आता है प्रॉब्लम का उसको बोलना 5 o'clock, 5 to 5:30। मैंने कहा स्वामी फिर वो 5 to 5:30 तो बड़ा प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा। स्वामी ने कहा मेरे साथ बैठना, तेरा कितना भी बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है उसको बोलना मेरा स्वामी तेरे से बड़ा है, तो कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं। कितना सिंपल बात कितनी अच्छी तरह से स्वामी ने बताई है। तो लास्ट में एंड द डे विथ लव, जो हमारा लव है वो भगवान की गोद में सो जाना, और इससे बड़ी बात क्या हो सकती है। और उनका नाम लेते लेते अगर सो जाएंगे ना तो और कुछ करना नहीं पड़ता, सारा समर्पित कर दिया है। और उसके बाद उनका नाम लेते लेते हम सो गए तो क्या होगा, कोई भी दवा लेने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी, ऐसे ही नींद आ जाएगी। और भगवान के थॉट में मेरे जीजाजी उन्होंने बताया कि लास्ट में जो थॉट लेके आपको नींद आती है ब्रेन में, वही थॉट पूरे रात रहता है। अगर भगवान का नाम रात को लेते लेते अगर हमको नींद आ गई तो पूरा रात हमारा ब्रेन भगवान के रस में डूबा रहेगा। ऐसा अगर हमारा हो गया तो और कुछ करने की जरूरत नहीं। इतनी अच्छी दो दिन की कॉन्फ्रेंस, ये प्यार देने के लिए भगवान ने बुलाया है। यहां कौन खड़ा है, कौन बात कर रहा है, कौन पूर्णचंद्रा में बात कर रहा है, इट इज नॉट इम्पोर्टेंट। भगवान अपना प्यार देने के लिए हमको यहां बुलाया है और दो दिन उन्होंने बहुत प्यार हमको दे दिया। मैं वहां कैंटीन के पास खड़ा था, तब दो हमारे बुजुर्ग भाई बात कर रहे थे। उन्होंने कहा, एक दूसरे को बोलते, वही बता रहा है सब कुछ, वो पहले भी है मालूम, सब मालूम, सब मालूम। मेरे मन में आया, सब मालूम तो ठीक क्यों नहीं हुआ? तब मुझे पता चला कि दर्द रोग मालूम पड़ने से ठीक नहीं होता। रोग की दवा डॉक्टर को मालूम है, उसके पास जाके लेनी पड़ती है। लेकिन जब डॉक्टर बीमार होता है तो उसको तो रोग भी मालूम है और रोग की दवा भी मालूम है। सिर्फ मालूम है इसलिए ठीक नहीं होता है, वो दवा लेनी पड़ती है। जो डॉक्टर हो पेशेंट हो, दवा लिए बिना ठीक नहीं होता है। और दवा स्टार्ट दी डे विथ लव, फील दी डे, कनेक्ट भगवान से, कनेक्ट भगवान से, कनेक्ट ही विल करेक्ट। इसीलिए दवा लेने की भी जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी अगर हम भगवान से कनेक्ट रहेंगे। यही हमारे लिए दवा है, ये हमारी जिंदगी सुंदर बना सकती है। दो दिन से हम मोक्ष शब्द भी सुन रहे हैं। एक बार इंटरव्यू में मैंने स्वामी को कहा कि स्वामी, मुक्ति के बाद क्या? मुक्ति के बाद तो मैं आप में विलीन हो जाऊंगा, उसके बाद क्या? ए, मुक्ति के बाद, मुक्ति इसीलिए चाहिए क्योंकि मुक्ति के बाद रियल लव बाहर आता है और मुक्ति के ऊपर लव है। इसीलिए स्वामी बार बार आता है, क्योंकि हम मुक्त है फिर भी लव के लिए बार बार आता है। तो हम हमारे जिंदगी को पूर्ण प्रेम स्वरूप बनाएं, और कुछ हमारा इरादा नहीं होना चाहिए और कोई एक्सपेक्टेशन भी सत्य साई सेवा संगठन में नहीं होनी चाहिए। वैसे भी ये भगवान लाभ वाला भगवान नहीं है और ना ही हमारी सत्य साई सेवा संगठन लाभ वाली संगठन है। यहाँ कोई बेनिफिट होता नहीं है। अगर गलती की तो गालियां जरूर मिलती है, अच्छा काम किया तो बोलते भगवान ने किया। इतना सिंपल थ्योरी है, मतलब ये कोई लाभ मिलने वाला नहीं है, ये लाभ वाली संगठन नहीं है। लाभ को उल्टा करिए, ये भला वाली संगठन है, क्योंकि हमारा भला करने वाला भगवान है और हमारी माँ हमारे भगवान हमारा भला करने के लिए सिर्फ हमको यहाँ लाया है। सिर्फ कनेक्ट रहना है, डिसकनेक्ट नहीं होना, इतना ही अपना काम है। इसके बाद एक बहुत सुंदर गीत, मैं गीत नहीं कहूंगा उसको, वो भी प्रेमी है। इसे सुंदर वर्ड्स में एक बहुत सुंदर भजन, एक सुंदर गान हमारे सामने इसके बाद हमको सुनना है। लेकिन वो सुनते समय भगवान से कनेक्ट होना है, क्योंकि भगवान से कनेक्ट होने के बाद जो सुनते हैं हम, वो प्यार हमारे अंदर उतरता है। ये गीत भी हमारे अंदर उतरे, इसके लिए भगवान से आप सबसे प्रार्थना करता हूं कि इस गीत के साथ आप जुड़ जाइए। और यहां से हमको यही लेके जाना है कि दो दिन भगवान ने जो प्यार हम सब समिति कन्वीनर जितने भी है सबको दिया है, वो प्यार हमको जो दो दिन साधना यहां हुई है, वही साधना कैंप अपने अपने समिति में जाके हमको दो दिन में, एक ही टाइम दो दिन में नहीं, एक दिन में दो बार चार बार ऐसा, ये पूरा जो प्यार मिला हुआ है भगवान का वो वहां जाके डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करना है अपने को। तो प्यार बढ़ता है, प्यार देने से बढ़ता है और स्वार्थ लेने से बढ़ता है। तो लेने की भावना छोड़ के देने की भावना हमारे अंदर आए, ऐसे भगवान के चरणों में प्रार्थना करके विराम करते हैं। ओम श्री साई राम। Thank you.
Oh, बोलो नारायणा जय जय विठला
बोलो नारायणा जय जय विठला
बोलो नारायणा जय जय विठला
बोलो नारायणा जय जय
विठला साई नारायणा रंगरंग विठला
I'm Sai Ram, invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, we are celebrating the 94th year of divine advent of our most beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, here at Prashanti Nilayam. Tomorrow's morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 8:20, a Hindustani and Carnatic classical music program led by Pandit Shri Narasimhulu Vadavati and his team of fellow musicians will be offered at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Tomorrow, the 22nd of November, is an important day in the calendar of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. With the blessings of a revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the 38th convocation ceremony of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will be held tomorrow afternoon in Sai Kulwant Hall. The Sai Kulwant Hall will be opened for entry at 2:30 p.m. At 3:20, the ceremonial convocation procession will enter Sai Kulwant Hall. The convocation proceedings will then commence with the declaration of convocation open by our beloved Bhagwan, followed by introductory talk by the respected Vice Chancellor, Professor KBR Verma, presentation of the candidates for various degrees by the Controller of Examination to the Honorable Chancellor, Sri K. Chakravarti, admission of the candidates to the various degrees, convocation pledge, presentation of gold medals, convocation address by the chief guest, Dr. G. Satish Reddy, Secretary, Department of Defense Research and Development, Government of India, Chairman, DRDO, and the Director General of Aeronautical Development Agency, will then be blessed with Founder Chancellor's Divine Benedictory Address, which will be followed by the National Anthem and Mangal Aarti. The convocation procession will then leave Sai Kulwant Hall. After the conclusion of the convocation proceedings in Sai Kulwant Hall, at 6 p.m. in the Purnachandra Auditorium, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will be offering the convocation drama at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet, titled, Hum Chale Teri Roshni Se, Your Message, The Path We Take. The drama presentation in Purnachandra Auditorium will conclude with Mangalarti. All the devotees can then proceed to Sai Kulwant Hall to receive Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, which will conclude with Maha Mangalarti. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divyanugraha Asislato Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapamlo Swami Vari 94va Divya Avatarana Vedukallo Bhaganga రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమాలు 8 గంటలకు వేదపఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతాయి. 8:20 నిమిషాలకు ప్రముఖ సంగీత కళాకారులు పండిత్ శ్రీ నరసింహలు వడవట్టి మరియు వారి బృందంచే ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమం స్వామివారికి సమర్పించబడుతుంది. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమాలు భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. రేపటి రోజు అనగా నవంబర్ 22వ తేదీ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యా సంస్థకు చాలా ప్రాముఖ్యత కలిగిన రోజు. స్వామివారి దివ్య ఆశీస్సులతో సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి మధ్యాహ్నం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యా సంస్థ యొక్క 38వ స్నాతకోత్సవం జరుగుతుంది. సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపంలోకి 2:30 నుండి భక్తులు ప్రవేశించగలరు. రేపటి మధ్యాహ్నం 3:20 యజుర్మందిరం నుండి సాంప్రదాయక స్నాతకోత్సవ ఊరేగింపు ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. తదుపరి విశ్వవిద్యాలయ విద్యార్థులచే వేదపఠనం. వేదపఠనానంతరం వ్యవస్థక దివ్య ఛాన్సలర్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా వారి మధుర స్వరముతో స్నాతకోత్సవం ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. స్నాతకోత్సవ కార్యక్రమాలలో భాగంగా వైస్ ఛాన్సలర్ ప్రొఫెసర్ కెబిఆర్ వర్మ గారిచే పరిచయ ఉపన్యాసం, విద్యార్థిని విద్యార్థులను కులపతి గౌరవనీయ శ్రీ కె చక్రవర్తి గారికి సమర్పించుట స్నాతకోత్సవ ప్రతిజ్ఞ, ప్రతిభావంతులైన విద్యార్థిని విద్యార్థులకు బంగారు పతకాలు ఇవ్వబడతాయి. ఈ కార్యక్రమానంతరం రేపటి స్నాతకోత్సవ కార్యక్రమాలకు ముఖ్య అతిథిగా విచ్చేచున్న డాక్టర్ జి సతీష్ రెడ్డి గారిచే స్నాతకోత్సవ ఉపన్యాసం. వీరు భారత ప్రభుత్వ రక్షణ శాఖ పరిశోధన విభాగముకి కార్యదర్శిగా, డిఆర్డిఓ సంస్థ చైర్మన్గా మరియు ఏరోనాటికల్ డెవలప్మెంట్ ఏజెన్సీకి డైరెక్టర్ జనరల్గా వ్యవహరిస్తున్నారు. వీరి ప్రసంగానంతరం స్వామివారి స్నాతకోత్సవ దివ్య సందేశం. రేపటి స్నాతకోత్సవ కార్యక్రమం జాతీయ గీతాలాపనతో కొనసాగి మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతుంది. తదుపరి పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో సాయంకాలం 6:00 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యా సంస్థ విద్యార్థులు హమ్ చలే తేరీ రోష్నీసే అనే పేరిట స్నాతకోత్సవ నాటకమును స్వామివారికి సమర్పిస్తారు. పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతుంది. మంగళ ఆర్తి అనంతరం భక్తులు సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపంలో స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం చేసుకోగలరు. జై సాయిరాం.